regular, regular, the position of sadhacha or business side. So, it is very dangerous for that.
But we have also maintained the Vaishnava Sadhachara.
That's right, but they do not see whether it was maintained.
But at the same time, when we were maintaining that, we had the same problems, is that when we presented sociological applications of the philosophy, for instance, to arrange marriages in a reasonable way, that the women not be sent out in Sankirtan to prostitute themselves to sell books but be trained up to be wives, or that the brahmacharis in the temple, some would sit and talk with them and see how many of them will want to be married and try and arrange some type of training for them, knowing that most of them are going to become married, rather than just have no training and one day find oneself married out on the street with no occupation, no training.
You are not trained up. You are sometimes becoming astrologer, sometimes this, sometimes that.
That's true, because of my guru.
So how they can follow you?
We're not asking you to follow us. We're asking you, Prabhupada, that these are some problems.
My request is that first of all, you adopt yourself to Vaishnava Acharya. Then you try to teach others. Otherwise, you have no right.
But we have done that for 5 years. And no one listened to us at all.
So why you are anxious to listen to you?
Because
let them not listen, you do your own duty.
We had no duty. They gave us nothing to do. They would not recognize our qualities. As we understand, you have said Krishna consciousness.
What can I do?
Well, you can make statements on certain of these things so that when they hear them, their ignorance will be dispelled.
We have to hear about you, there will be regular court, and we shall see.
Not court, simply...
No,
that would be fine.
Before me,
okay.
You and me saying something, they may say something else.
Yes.
So, together, we sit down here and then
we... Alright, we have some also questions that don't require that. So these are philosophical questions. For instance, in Krishna book, there is a statement that King Ugrasena had 4 billion personal servants. Now, you have asked that we go and spread Krishna consciousness to the scientific community.
Well, everyone is silent, but it's a question of 4 billion.
No, Ugrasena, King Ugrasena, that when he was on the planet, he had four billion personal servants. Not Krishna.
Krishna is the only master.
No, King Ugrasena, Prabhupada. Not Krishna. King Ugrasena.
Yeah.
The statement is that King Ugrasena had 4 billion personal servants. Now, we have gone and tried to spread to the scientific community, and if we say to them, there was a king whose name was Ugrasena, he had 4 billion personal servants, they laugh and say, what did they do for toilets? What did they do for food? Where did they live?
So you went to preach this particular person?
No, we want to know if the story has an allegorical meaning rather than a literal translation, that King Ugrasena was a man who lived 5,000 years ago and had 4 billion bodyguards, or whether the stories within the Bhagavatam, apart from some of them being actual, are allegorical stories, such as the story of Krishna and Balaram jumping off the 88...
All right, you can give up that person, you can take other person.
We don't mean to give it up.
We don't mean to give it up.
We're saying, how can we say to you...
Why you are going to please that person to a professor?
No, we don't. When they read your books, they pose that
they
question to us.
Right. They say to
unless
us...
Unless we can answer that question...
They ask you, only you, but they never ask to us.
Well, we are asking...
Yes, they do.
Sometimes they ask me.
That's all right. Let them ask, but you can tell them that you don't believe this thing. You can't believe that person.
But then because so many things they have to accept on faith without knowing, then it then weakens their faith as to what they should accept, and you know, why should they accept Krishna who they can't see any more than King Ugrasena's 4 billion bodyguards.
But we want them to accept. The point is, if we say to a scientific man there was 4 billion, and if our statement is wrong,
that in some person we cannot understand, it is our thinking.
That is all right.
Yes, that's all.
But since
we have got this faith, we cannot use this Purana. In the Purana there is many such statements.
Yes, we just want to understand.
Many people, don't attack certain food items. What can be done?
Well, we're just trying to understand it, because we've never dealt with piranhas before. We have been your disciples. But when we present this to the scientific community, because you have said that if one word is wrong, the whole philosophy is wrong. So they will say to us...
Tell me that's wrong. Don't read it. That's all.
Well, but then they discredit the Bhagavad Gita. We don't like that when they discredit the Bhagavad Gita.
They don't believe what it is.
Well, because we also want to know, how did they have 4 billion personal servants, just so that we'll be able to convince them, and also...
Well, if a king has 4 billion servants, so it is not very astonishing. Yes, why do you think that it is? Kings have only 4 servants.
Well, there's only 2 billion people on the planet right
That's
now.
That's all right.
So where did they all go?
Now, I say you don't believe, don't take it. Why are you insisting on this?
We were hoping
you
that...
You don't believe, you don't take it.
Well, we're hoping you had an answer.
The whole book of the whole society, who produced it?
We're hoping that there are some things which can be improved because they have not been set up by you.
We cannot improve.
No, I mean,
otherwise we are.
Why can we not improve it?
No, there is no possibility.
Then what is the use of action?
Action, whatever action we can do, a chanting of Vishnu Krishna.
But we also have to make Varnashram society or farms or businesses to have
that. Why we can do it and see to it.
But we are doing it.
We are. We are doing it now, and that's
the question.
We
are the one way.
We don't want to. We want to.
We want
to
Krishna.
Stop it. I say stop it. You have come to me for my advice. I say you stop it.
Then we say, what should we do?
You should do your business, that's all. Earn money and enjoy.
No, I mean, what should we do Krishna consciously?
You give up Krishna consciousness. I say that is my advice.
Why should we do that?
Why is
it? That I cannot say.
Isn't there a middle of the road?
You are finding so many faults in Buddhism.
No, we're not finding
faults. Then there is no other advice, no alternative. Either we accept or reject it.
We accept, but we would like some instruction.
I have no such knowledge to convince you.
We accept Krishna consciousness philosophy.
That's all I accept. And you reject.
We accept.
We want to apply it.
Apply it to the world as it is now.
No, you cannot. You are not authorized.
Well, who is authorized?
You are not authorized. Who is authorized? That is not your business.
Then what does it mean to become disciple?
Disciple, if you don't like Buddha.
We do like Buddha.
You have already given
Buddha. If we didn't like it, we would not come here.
No, you have already given up. My disciples do not give from anywhere.
We have not.
Many of your disciples do.
No, I don't accept that. You just... these ones are poor little. Those who are keeping big hair, that rejected from my disciples.
Mm. All right. That is clearing some things up. This is what we want to know.
Okay. Well,
yes.
Because then that is an unequivocal statement.
This is
that people can...
That anyone is keeping and hairs and not following the rules and regulations, they are rejected from second initiation.
What if they are keeping hair, but they are following the rules and regulations?
And let them follow the school, right? But from external feature, he must be a person.
Does that mean shaving?
Yeah. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when his students used to come without cure, so he refused to see his face. Mm. He refused to see his face. He said it is a
why is that?
Cemetery ground. Oh, there is no why. If you accept it, accept. If you don't accept, live.
And
there is no why.
Then how do
you are not following strictly. You cannot ask why.
We could not ask why when we were following strictly either, Prabhupada. So I'm sorry that it has to be this way. We could not ask why when we were following strictly either, Prabhupada. So I'm sorry that it has to be this way.
The other thing is that we have got some principle. If anyone cannot follow, then we don't accept him.
Then what do you do with the rest of the world except for the few people
who can't follow? What I am doing, that we have no right to ask me. What is possible by me, I am doing,
and those
who are able to follow, they're following this one.
But they cannot engage anyone else. How can you reach the intelligent class?
So that is their business. That is not your business.
We are trying to be disciples, so we consider it our business. Because we are sincerely trying.
So why are you bothering me? Do your business.
Because from you only...
I do not accept you because you have kept me there.
I did not know that. Yes. You never told me that. Yes. Why?
Now I say, if anyone who is keeping wrong here is no more, my desire.
All right.
This is the first condition.
Does that apply also for householder dharma? Or is that simply for brahmachari dharma? Because even you, I have pictures of you on the Bhagavatam when you had, did not have shaved head with a mustache when you were doing your business as a householder. So does that apply to householders only, to brahmacharis, that a householder must also keep a shaved head, or is that only
that time brahmachari? I was not initiated. You have seen my picture, most that time I was not initiated. Since I became initiated, I said.
Well, in India, where one can do business.
Why are you bringing this question? You ask one, you had mosquitoes. I say, when I had mosquitoes at that time, I was not initiated. The answer is given. That's all.
May I ask one more question, Robert? What I would like to understand is why it is wrong to ask why. So I can just understand this. Why it is wrong for us to ask you in a submissive way. We are humbly asking you these whys, not because we are trying to be intimidating or we are trying to rebel, but because we have sincerely tried to understand as your disciples. We have spent our whole life trying to do this.
And somebody else has disciples.
They don't have any answers.
Then they're not. I cannot attend so many cases.
We are not so many.
But these are the same questions which we have talked over with Ravindranath and Swami and Jayatirtha.
So if my disciples, advanced students cannot answer, then I am sorry, I cannot answer.
That we did not
know.
That we did not know.
Yes, now you know it.
Yes.
I have appointed so many divisions because to help you. It is not possible to see everyone in the picture. It is not.
But these are the same questions which they themselves
are posing to you. I have never met any other people who asked questions on the level that they are asking questions. I cannot answer many of their questions. I have studied all your books.
You cannot die, I cannot.
Yeah. But you, but
if you, we have been taught by me, you can get out there.
I have read.
We have also been taught
books, and I have heard you lecture, and I thought, and so many things they're asking, I have no capacity to answer them. But you must have the capacity because you know Krishna. Therefore, they want to ask you personally.
So that is the.
So I am not so able to answer. I admit my fault.
So then, I understand, okay? But they are saying the general conception of you is that because you know Krishna, because you know Krishna, therefore you know everything about the material world and can answer all questions.
So whatever I know, I'll explain in my book. Beyond that, I have no knowledge.
If that is the case, Srila Prabhupada, that does not diminish our respect for you in the least, because we have always held.
So what can I say? I say that whatever I have got experience, I am explaining in my book. I have explained. It is not possible for me to answer every individual person. It is not possible.
We respect that. We understand. It is just that because they are saying these things.
I have got my advice to them. They can answer. If they are unable to answer, if you do not find answer from my book, then it is open.
But your advanced students are saying, if they give an answer, that because they have been appointed by you, therefore their answer is perfectly correct, because absolutely correct on all things in the relative world, because they've been appointed by you, and because
no
you have
been appointed by you. You don't believe them, the priest, didn't they?
But are they correct? That's what we want to know.
Yes, they're correct.
That everything they say is the absolute truth.
So what can I say? But I have no time to meet everyone.
Is that correct, Srila Prabhupada? I want to know very clearly that every word that anyone whom you have appointed says is completely correct on all things.
Yes, if they are authorized, it is correct.
If they are authorized for you to be temple president, then when Sudama said to me that he wanted to have a homosexual affair with me, I should have said, okay, whatever you say. Is that correct?
No, how do I answer these questions?
But that is what he said to me. And he was a sannyas. He's sannyas, and he said to me, I want to have sex with you. Does that mean that Krishna was saying I should have sex with him?
So you have to see whether it's...
I'm asking him on a very practical... No, that is not what he said.
He didn't say that.
He said absolutely. And this
is everything he said.
I am. Because if I can judge them, if I can say, oh, at this point he is wrong, then that is what we're talking about, Srila Prabhupada. That is the issue. Is if they're absolutely right all the time and they can make no error, they wield absolute power over our lives.
Where is
Sudha? Excuse me?
Where is Sudha?
He's across the street.
Have you said like that?
Yes. I have witnesses.
But he's admitted his error.
That's beside the point.
That's right.
In this case,
that's not the point.
But the point is that Prabhupada, if you come before Prabhupada for your own spiritual advancement, then it doesn't matter what other people are thinking. If you get some difficulty.
No, that's not the
crux of the matter at all.
For myself, I was in the same position.
I understand.
The point here is not to criticize
Siddhartha. No, we did not come for that at all.
That wasn't the reason.
No.
The point is that he was, that anyone, Siddhartha or anybody else, he may be a sannyasi, but he was doing all kinds of nonsense. How can we say that he has absolute authority? Because he was in charge of the place, etc., and he's also in an authoritative position, yet he breaks the principles.
Even his personal servant, when he came, his name is Dan, Sudama instigated a homosexual affair with him. This boy came to surrender to Krishna and surrender to Sudama, but Sudama told him to do that.
No,
wait, I'm not speaking with you. He said he did that, and he did it in the name of his authority as a sannyas. So if you say, Prabhupada, that everything that they say is absolutely true, and they will have absolute power and can do anything that they want, and anything that they say and any opinion they express is taken to be the same as yours, then it becomes implied that you agree with and condone such things, because they do them with absolute license. And we don't believe that to be true. So we think it's some kind of mistake.
Everyone says
that
these things don't apply to you. Don't worry about them because you're not following the principles.
They do say, and we are following, and you don't know what we're doing, Satsuru, because you haven't known me for 2 years. So you really don't know what I'm doing.
Our society is going nicely. It's not okay.
In some respects, it's going fine. But these are problems which can be dealt with amongst us, and they are affecting all of us. And for some people, these are problems, though they may not be for you. I think, as far as I know, your conduct has always been very honorable. But for some people who it's not, and where these misconceptions apply, it's a real problem, and we're trying to deal with it because it affects our lives.
Those problems come from following Sadhana Achar.
We are also attempting to follow Sadhana Achar, and if we're imperfect...
Anyway, what he can say, so that is wrong.
But is that then applying to everyone? Does someone who's in an administration...